There's an interesting question raised by the Kol Sofayich, Rav Yehuda Gershuni. So he raises the following question. We know there's a famous dispute among the Achronim, the contemporary Achronim, in terms of what is the definition of death. Is brain dead considered dead? Or is it cardio, your heart stop? So that's an old issue, a new issue. I'm not going into that dispute. Now, different opinions on what Rav Moshe Feinstein said, or whether we know what he originally wrote and whether he changed or not. According to Rav Moshe Tendler, he felt, the son-in-law, that Rav Moshe felt brain death was dead, and Rav David Feinstein, his son, says no. And either way, there's a discussion among many. So that's one of the major nafkaminas, one of the major practical differences in terms of organ transplants. If a person is brain dead, but their heart's still working, so that's the time to do a heart transplant. You can't go into the morgue and find someone dead and do a heart transplant. The heart has to be working. So that'd be the best time to do heart transplant. So if brain dead is dead, so the person's dead, so it's okay. But if brain dead isn't dead, so therefore you're taking the person's heart out, you are killing them. So that'd be a major nafkamina in terms of whether you could do a heart transplant. So that's a discussion regarding brain death. But the Kol Sofayich raises the shayla. If you assume it's brain death, so then there's nothing to talk about. Or less to talk about, you could do the heart transplant. Let's assume it's the heart. Let's assume that person is considered alive, but he's brain dead. So, and he's very sick. So therefore, we know in halacha, we know in Jewish law, there's the concept of trefa. In other words, we know it's a concept in Jewish law. Everyone's equal. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if you're a billionaire, you're afflicted with poverty, you're homeless, you're an established lawyer, doctor. Everyone's equal. You can't say someone's life is better or more valuable than the other. However, there are certain times where halacha seems to indicate that someone's life is more valuable than the other. Let's say a trefa, someone who's going to die within a certain amount of period. They have a internal wound. So a trefa, we know the halacha is that even though it is an issur ritzicha, I can't go ahead and kill someone who's a trefa. Nevertheless, there's no capital punishment. There's no chiyav misa. So the Kol Sofayich raises the shayla. We know the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to kill someone else. If one of the three things you have to give up your life for, if someone puts a gun to you and says, either you kill X or I'm going to kill you, so there's a mitzvah of going out Kiddush Hashem, because who says your life is worth more than someone else's? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and other places. So that's normally, we assume you can't change your life for another life. But let's say it's clear, we know the Mishnah tells us by abortion that if a child is the fetus, is endangering the mother, so you have a chiyuv to do an abortion and save the mother. And a fetus also is similar, it is an isser to do abortion, whether it's an isser ritzicha or an isser of mazik, depending on Moshe, it's a tzoyezer. Everyone agrees it's usser to do, but yet, to save the mother's life, everyone agrees it's mutter. So the question is, I have no right to say whose life is more valuable, but if the Torah tells me that a treif is less valuable, so then do I have a right also? So he raises the question, even if you assume the person's alive, but let's assume this person on the table is a treifa. So there'd be an isser, but there's no chiyav misa. Would I be able to kill a treifa in order to save a regular bar kayama, save a regular person? So that's the question that Kol Sofayech raises, and he turns it into contemporary terms with them in terms of brain, in terms of brain death. So he quotes an old dispute between the Noda B'Yehuda and Rabbi Yishaya Pick, who's on the Mesoras Hashas, you know, in the Gemara, in terms of, is one permitted to kill a treifa in order to save a regular person? So Yishaya Pick wants to say yes, based on the Rambam, Yerushalmi, that the, we know the famous Yerushalmi, which says that if a group of people come and say, surround the town and say, if you send us one person that we'll kill, we'll let the whole town live. So you don't have a right to give someone over. But if you miyachid someone, if they specifically say, give over X and we'll save the town. So that's a discussion in terms of whether if the person was guilty, wasn't guilty, let's just keep it at a face value. If you miyachid someone, so then you're permitted to. So comes along Rabbi Yishaya Pick and others, he says, yeah, but what happens if, why can't you give over someone? Because who says your life is more valuable than his life? So comes along Rabbi Yishaya Pick and others who point out, there's a Mishnah Lamelech on it, that I can't give over a regular person, but someone who's a treifa, to save the group, I'm permitted to give over a treifa, because I could say the Torah tells me a treifa isn't as valuable as a regular person, and therefore I could give it over. That's the opinion of Yishaya Pick. And the Noda B'Yehuda went crazy. Lo shamano me'olam, I never heard anywhere, I've never seen it, that one is permitted to kill a treifa in order to save someone else. So what's the Nekudas HaMachokas? I, the Gemara, it is true, everyone agrees to the facts of life, that there's an Isra Ritzicha on a treifa, but there's no Chiyav Misa, no capital punishment. So Rabbi Yishaya Pick learns, we see from here, that the Torah is giving us the value, and therefore, in a case of decision, I can make a decision and kill a treifa. And no, the abuse says, no way. And then it says, anyway, you're permitted to kill a treifa. It's the same Isra Ritzicha. It's some technical reason why you're not going to get Chaya Misa, but in terms of the Isra Ritzicha, there's no difference, and therefore you have no right to go to give over a treifa. In fact, it's not just where Yishaya Pick. In fact, it's a famous Minchas Chinuch as well. The Minchas Chinuch as well discusses it, and with the case, and he says also you're allowed to give over a treifa in order to save one's life. So we see you have the Rabbi Yishaya Pick, we have the Minchas Chinuch, who want to say that. So according to the sheet, if you assume you're allowed to kill a treifa to save someone else, then when we're permitted to do the heart transplant, even though you're going to kill him, because that person's only a treifa. In fact, I remember I saw a shaila many years ago. I forget who was the posek, but the shaila was, unfortunately, during Nazi Germany. And I guess the Nazi soldier raped a Jewish woman and she got her pregnant. So I guess the Nazi soldier was concerned that he'll get in trouble because you're not supposed to, that he was he lived with a Jewish woman, so whatever the mitzvah was, it doesn't make a difference. So he went, but he couldn't go to a Gentile doctor because he might be reported. So he went to a Jewish doctor and put a gun to his and said, either do the abortion on this woman or I'm going to kill you. So that was the Shaila. So I don't remember who said it, but then I read it years ago that the one who writing the Sefer wrote that it was permitted, because since an Uber, again, it's similar to a Trefana, it's similar in the sense that there's an Issa Ritzicha, or it's not black and white, there is an Issa Ritzicha. It depends what the Issa of abortion is, but there's definitely an Issa. The Issa, you can kill someone else to save someone who says your life is more valuable. But the Torah tells us human life is more valuable than a fetus because you're a full nefesh, and therefore this Rav Paskin, I don't know, I'm assuming it was post facto, I don't think they had time to ask the Shaila on the spot, but it was going over different scenarios that came up, and he Paskin that it was permitted because you can see the Torah tells us that a human life is more valuable than a fetus, and therefore it's okay. So that's the issue the Kol Safayek raises in terms of, you have one issue whether what's considered death is brain death or cardio. If you assume it's brain death, so you could do the heart transplant. But he wants to say perhaps even if you assume not like brain death, so then you have a major machokis, Rabbi Yishaya Pick, the Minchas Chinach and others versus the Noda Yehuda, and the standard psak is probably like the Noda Yehuda. He's usually accepted halacha, but that's an interesting discussion on the poskim in terms of whose life, and that will tie into many other issues we'll get into another time, but the discussion with self-driving cars. So the people setting up the system in terms of what's going to happen if you're about to hit someone, you let them move and hit someone else, you had to move the car in order to save. If you leave the car the way it is, you're going to kill 25 people to save one. That's a whole chazan ish on it we'll have to get into, but it touches on the same shaila. Could I assume five lives are more valuable than one? On paper it's simple. Who am I to say? It was anyone to say that one life is more valuable than another. Then you get into a regular person versus a tray for an Uber. What about one versus 10? One versus 20? Is someone who's needed by Klai Yisrael? So you get into many other shilas we'll have to go into.